Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ashley on Air. The topics may change, but one thing stays the same. You're going to have a damn good time. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the sexiest woman on the airwaves. The one, the only, your host, Ashley.
Welcome to Ashley on Air. I am your host, Ashley Rogers. I am a naturopathic practitioner and herbalist specializing in functional and energetic medicine. So actually today's topic is right in line with what I practice. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much for listening. If you're here on iTunes or ashleyonair.club, I am so happy that you're here. And today's show, we are talking about meditation and should you be meditating? And the answer is yes. So I guess that's it. Show's over. Go meditate. Just kidding. You know what? There are so many wonderful, amazing benefits to meditation, even outside of what we think today of just like modern day mindfulness and relaxation. Really goes beyond that, so far beyond that. And I'm so happy to be able to share this with you. It's the first day of spring today. And some people may have some anxieties of, you know, this is new year and I haven't accomplished anything yet, or I haven't accomplished all my goals. But if you have, that's amazing and great job for you. And, you know, even, you know, keep going, keep pushing. We're always learning. We're always getting better. But, you know, I think this could be great for some of you who just can't get over that. I mean, it's great for anything, but particularly, you know, for this message, if you can't get over that hump or you're just still trying to figure out your way in this new year and these things that you're trying aren't necessarily working, then you know what? Try some meditation. It's going to be great for you. It's going to help so many things. You're going to notice your life completely changing. But anyway, we'll get into that. So before we get into that, I just wanted to share, as a new part of the new segment of the show, something really cool that happened this week. Travis and I, oh my gosh, I'm talking so fast. Travis and I actually started our own podcast this week. So I have my podcast, which is this one, Ashley on Air, and it's actually still on this, on this like format on this site, our Travis and I's, show. But I have this one and then we're doing that one together. And he also does a podcast with his friend. They have a gaming, blog site called Hopeless Professionals. And so they do blogs and podcasts there. And Travis and I were like trying to think of ways, because we vlogged for a very long time. And if you've watched that episode, you'll know that during that time, they were very hard times for us. And that's why we stopped. But trying to get back into it now that things are great, he really, like, he's all into it. It's kind of his idea to do the vlogs. But we kind of realized that it's busy with two kids and his work and then his Hopeless Pros stuff. And then he streams and then I have work and then, you know, the kids and all of these things are trying to do. It's kind of difficult. So we just thought we would sit down once or twice a week and give you guys some really cool, you know, episodes and facts and things about us and things about real life and all that. And so far the feedback for that episode has been so great. It's the episode before this one. So if you want to go, if you haven't checked it out yet, I suggest it. It was a great episode. It was difficult to do because, again, it's the title of the show is called The Elephant in the Room, and rightfully so, because a lot of our YouTube followers were like, what, they just knew. They knew something was happening. They knew, you know, whatever. And so there was a lot of questions, like, you know, so anyway, it was, you know, it was difficult. It was really raw. Afterwards, I was just, it was like a drain of energy, so to speak. And I was just like, oh, and Travis was kind of the opposite. It was like, he was just, you know, go, go, go. He was so excited. He was so pumped. And I mean, I was excited and pumped too, but I was just like, wow, like that just really brought up a lot of things that, you know, we had moved past. And we did move past them, but we just wanted to share. But then the next day when I was editing and putting everything together and posting it all, I'm like, yes, I'm so glad we did that. And Travis was listening to it and he was like, oh my gosh, we really did cover a lot, didn't we? This is pretty crazy. You know, you sure you want to put that out? But he was still very stoked about it. And when we did, and just seeing the outpouring and so many people sharing their stories with me, just like when I started this show and I was telling my story, and even, you know, the episodes that I do now pertaining to health and all that stuff, get so many And, you know, that type of bravery to just share and reach out is something that I truly respect. So keep doing that. You know, let that be some motivation for you. I don't know. It's a very vulnerable state, and I get that. And I think I spent my whole entire life just being vulnerable and, like, out there. But, you know, I really respect that openness and that bravery. So keep sharing, you know, keep sharing with me and sending me your stuff. And the things that you guys send me motivate me to do the different shows and different topics and, you know, share your story, you know. And I obviously don't give personal information, but, you know, if something that I get touches me and resonates with me, then I like to share that. And then another thing I would like to say is that if you're listening to the show and you screenshot it, or, you know, you're driving in your car and you take a picture, don't take pictures or video while you're driving. But if you're at a stoplight, or if you're on your phone or whatever, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know, if you share it in your stories or on your posts, make sure to tag me. That way I can share it and spread the love, and we can get more people, you know, we can kind of grow our platform and grow our community, and everyone can benefit from our show, my show, this show. So anyway, that was what we did this week. It was really cool. We have a couple of topics planned to going forward, but very honestly, we can't seem to agree on what the next episode should be, just because, like, we have so many suggestions, and, like, he is really excited to do this, and I'm really excited to do that, which is not a bad problem to have, really, honestly. So we'll get it figured out, but, yeah, so thank you if you watched. If you haven't, go check that out, definitely, because it was really good. So, anyway, and now for the segment called This Not That, and this time I'm going to take away your deodorant. I'm going to take away that Degree or Dove or what is it, Secret, or what are the other dude ones? Axe. Oh, God, don't get me started with Axe. I'm taking away your deodorant, okay? There are so many harmful chemicals in your deodorant, you guys and girls. And they go right underneath your armpit, right into your lymph nodes, and it soaks right in, and that is an instant endocrine disruptor. I don't care how many doctors or practitioners have said it probably doesn't make that big of a difference. It makes a huge difference, okay? I don't have enough time. Maybe I should do a whole show. I say that every show. I'm going to do a show about this and do a show about that. I will do a show about it. But for now, I want you to ditch your unclean, aluminum-filled, chemical-filled deodorant and go find an all-natural product. There are a lot that are good. Make sure they don't have aluminum in them. Schmitz is one good one. They have a magnesium and charcoal one, which is awesome, and it really does help with the smell. If you're worried about odor, there are options that really do cover this, obviously, because it's deodorant. But you never want to get an antiperspirant. I know you think that, you know, it's very uncomfortable to sweat under your armpits, okay? I know that. But an antiperspirant actually stimulates, this sounds silly, but maybe not instantly, but in the long run, it's going to make you sweat more. And if you notice and you're putting more and more antiperspirant on, then you this is because it's starting to make you perspire more. The pores and the communication to the hormones and chemicals in the body that stimulate the pores opening and shutting, they start to get very confused, and they will start to perform incorrectly, and this is not good for your body. And that type of confusion and kind of like misfired communication is not good. So antiperspirant out. Deodorant, your traditional deodorants, the ones that have all the fragrance and the smell and the stink, out. Okay, we're going to get you guys some good deodorant, some organic, healthy deodorant that's going to be just as effective and better for you. And we're going to do that instantly, okay? And you're going to go download this app called Think Dirty. And anything that you put in there, it rates it on a scale of 10 to 1, 1 being the cleanest, or 0, actually, I'm sorry, 0, I think. 0 being the cleanest, okay? And then it will give you an idea of what you should and should not use. But deodorants, those are a thing of the past, okay? I would like to see more and more deodorant companies either step up their game and stop giving these, you know, deodorants and things that are really harmful, or I'd like to see them just go away so the ones that make good deodorants can flourish. So that's my episode, or my segment of This Not That today. So that's one small thing that you can change. I made a post, I think, yesterday. That's one small thing that you can change. Maybe the day before. That change sounds trivial, but you know what? In this instance, let Google kind of be your friend with that, you know, and use your better judgment. Because remember, again, if it's going on your skin, it might as well be going in your mouth. Okay, so let's get started again. Today's topic is meditation. So most of you probably know what meditation is, but just in case you're wondering, it's an ancient practice using a technique to train attention and awareness, attaining a clear mental state and emotional stability. And that's pretty much the textbook definition of meditation. Mental and emotional clarity are absolutely foundational to any health program. And again, there was that meme that's floating around that's like, you can eat the things and take the supplements and do the workouts and all that stuff, but if you don't fix the shit in your brain, then none of that is going to matter. And, you know, at first that didn't really resonate with me. I mean, it did, but in a different way. But now I'm like, you know what? The more research that I'm doing and the more studying I'm doing on even my optimal aging thing that I'm taking on, if you do not release emotional stress and past traumas is a big one, and we'll talk about that in the show, then, you know, you're probably going to retain these blockages and you're not going to see the benefits that you need to be seeing. And in fact, doing more damage to your health, you know, with holding on to the stress and not correcting the parts of the brain where the stress response occurs is very dangerous. So why is it important? It can actually rewire your brain and the way that your body communicates, your brain communicates with every single cell in your body. So if you're releasing traumas and blockages and all of these things, you're going to see, I mean, you're probably in every aspect of your life, but it's important because, I mean, you think about it, your brain, every neurotransmitter, every nutrient, every particle, every mitochondria, or your body, your brain communicates to those cells. So if you have certain thoughts and you're completely on, you know, fight or flight mode, if you're completely in, you know, fight mode and you're on the, you know, you're defensive and, you know, your adrenals are always going, your adrenaline is pumping and you're always, you know, stress, you know, that it, obviously you get burnout, but your body is, your cells are literally listening to these stress signals, these stress, you know, languages that your body is speaking. And there's something called NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And I studied that for quite some time as well. And it's part of what technically call it hypnotherapy, but in my practice, I don't really call it that. It's just NLP, or which is short for neuro-linguistic programming. I got to slow down when I'm saying that. But that is basically, you know, turning all the can'ts into cans and getting rid of, you know, need to or should, and replacing those with, you know, actually, you know, empowering action words that are positive. And, you know, again, that's one of those things that might sound somewhat trivial, but it's not. It's huge. And I've seen it work wonders in people's, you know, relationships, the relationship with themselves. I've seen it work wonders on, you know, even certain diseases and conditions. I mean, digestive things. I mean, I've seen a lot. And it is so important. The way that you're talking to yourself literally writes, you know, your reality. And so it's important to meditate and to relax the mind for many reasons, but it's also totally free. So you can meditate for free, unless you buy an app or like go to a place where it's like guided meditation. And if that's the way that you need to get it done, then that's the way you need to get it done. We'll go over that in a little bit. But for the most part, it can be totally free. So your best healers are free, okay? Now let me get into the three magic elixirs because I'll do it. Okay, so statistics, facts. So there is one really cool recent 8-week study that – that they took, I think, oh my gosh, now I'm drawing a blank. I literally just read this. They took X amount of participants and they had them engage in, you know, mindful practices, meditation, yoga, things like that. But meditation is the main word we're looking for here. And the after 8 weeks, so they took scans of their brain before and after, obviously, as any, you know, study about this would. And the amygdala, or the amygdalae, if I'm saying that right, I think I am. There are two. Every person has two in their brain. And this is where your body creates how, or your brain, I'm sorry, creates how your body will react to stress. And that part of the brain had shrunk and gotten smaller. And these people, not only that, I mean, yeah, you want some type of like evidence, you know, just like this, just like these scans that you can see it actually working. And aside from that, you know, these people, most of them reported that they had improvements in, you know, daily life. Their financial situations were able to improve. You know, obviously stress levels went down, relationship health, all of these things, you know, were improving for them. And in scientific studies, I guess, you know, there are several variables, you know, as far as, you know, what these people were like in their daily lives, or, you know, if they were stressed in the first place or not. I mean, there are so many, are they smokers? Are they drinkers? All that sort of thing. You know, that most of the time, those variables are not looked upon by science. And that's why a lot in functional medicine, we've been practicing these things for a really long time. And then when these studies come out, we're like, duh, hello. But, and that's another reason why we don't always look upon scientific studies. You know, published works, because, you know, we look at variables, and I know we've talked about this a lot about, you know, functional medicine and things like that, but every single variable is considered, even if it's not like one that matters very much, you could say, but we still consider them. And so, you know, again, the variables might have been whatever, but there are more studies that have very moderate evidence, if you're evidence-based, that it really has evidence that meditation can treat insomnia, which is one of the three magic elixirs. Sleep is so important. If you have insomnia, that is not normal, and we need to help you with that. So meditation can be one of the things, but there could be other things as well. So meditation could be one thing that helps it, but we need to also figure out why it's happening. So if you have insomnia, not normal, reach out to me or a professional and get that figured out, because you really need good quality sleep. And then it prevents respiratory dysfunction because of the breathing. You're mindful of your breathing and any type of stress that it can take off of. You know, if you're breathing heavy and you're a person who's not mindful of, you know, your breaths and things like that, you could cause some distress to, you know, your respiratory system, your lungs and things like that. So it makes sense that it would prevent that, and then saying that I'm breathing in and out. treats IBS. This is one thing that I have seen with my own two eyes in practice. You know, this case was a little while ago. This person had autoimmune disorder. And that's another thing that meditation is great for, because autoimmune, your body is, well, okay, first of all, IBS is an autoimmune condition in itself. But this person was dealing with a couple of others, fibromyalgia and Hashimoto's. And the IBS was just something. It was like at that point, it felt like a symptom that she had been dealing with for quite some time, even though we were really trying all the things and we were doing, I'll have to do a case study episode on that. But all these things. And so finally I was like, you know what? I think it's just stress. Like, you're stressed about not being able to find out what it is. You're stressed that your stomach hurts. It was all these, it was a lot of things, and I could go on and on, but, you know, health wise and, you know, wellness wise and medically. But I was like, you know what? We're going to start meditating. And what I did was I recorded a couple of meditation sessions for her, because she thought that, you know, being guided in some type of visual setting that made her feel like a happy place and a place where she could really let go. So, floor and doing the breath work and that type of meditation. There are different forms and we'll talk about it. But so I did that for her. And I also have a couple of other previous episodes where I did some guided meditation. So you guys should check that out if you haven't, because it's really helpful, you know, to have that place to go in your mind where it's, you know, it's even if it doesn't feel like, you know, it's of this world, then you are guided into a place of peace and light and letting things wash away, or there's all different types. So that I recorded and that I did for her. Anyways, within about a week, I'm not even kidding, within about a week, she comes back. Well, she doesn't come because I think I saw her like every 3 to 4 weeks, but she wrote me an email or a text. I can't remember what it was, but it doesn't really matter, that she had been IBS free for a few days, not like symptom free. She had finally had some peace and comfort in her stomach, which is something she had not known since, you know, after her son was born, which was in her 20s, and she's now, you know, in her 50s. And so all of these things were like onset childbearing years, which is common for women. And, you know, she was a fast paced work style. And she was in commercial real estate. And so anyways, there were all things considered. Okay. And not one single person ever suggested for her to meditate. And so she did. And I think she still puts that in practice today. It was a couple of years ago, but we're in touch kind of often to just check in and see. And she's like, if I needed you, I would go home. But I'm able to use all these things, and I'm, you know, she's doing really, really well. So, and there's another experience that I can share, which is, you know, it's kind of personal, but I'll share it anyways, because, you know, I like to be open like that. But a practitioner, Dr. Christian Gonzalez, I think I've mentioned him before. He's pretty good friends of mine, and he's great. I respect him so much. I respect a lot of his, you know, pioneering and kind of leading the way with exposing some of these companies that aren't, you know, being super cool about their ingredients and stuff like that. But aside from that, his work with meditation, I watched him completely change his life with meditation and manifestation within that. And he was going to these places. He has that freedom. I know not all of us do with kids and all that stuff. I mean, there's really no excuse. If you want to do something, don't let anything hold you back. And that's what he did. And he would go to these really amazing spiritual places, and he would meditate there, and you know, just meditating in his real life. And he would post guided, you know, how to do it, and you know, 30-day challenges and this and that and this and that. And it was really cool to see. And he's very mind body oriented, and I like that in a doctor, in a practitioner. I just, it's what I relate to. So anyways, he did a 30-day meditation challenge last summer, and I was like, you know what? And I meditate. I mean, you know, here and there. I'm more so now, but at that time, I was like, yeah, you know, it was every so often. Especially when I was working at my old clinic, we would meditate a lot, and that was awesome. We do grounding in the mornings, and it was just so wonderful. But anyway, I was like, I'm going to do your 30-day challenge. And on day two or three, I think, and this is pretty powerful, because if you watch the episode again of Travis and I, and everything that we had been going through, I can imagine that my amygdala or my amygdala, both of them, were probably, because it's like usually almond shape, it was probably like prune shape at this point, because I was not addressing the stress and what the stress had done to me. And, you know, I'm sure at that point, you know, my body was just super, because I had mentioned and I have said before that all that stress really took its toll on me physically. But I addressed all of that, but I had never addressed my brain. And, you know, I guess I should have. But anyways, so I'm on day one, and we go to the beach. We have beach days as a family, and they are my favorite. Oh, I love the beach. It's right behind you, see? But I love the negative ion charge. I love it just washing away everything. The beach is another scientifically proven place where you can heal. You know, putting your feet in the sand and getting in the water. Oh my gosh. Carefully, obviously. But anyways, and so Travis had the kids at the water, and they were playing and doing their thing. And I had a couple of minutes to myself to just enjoy the beach and like take some deep breaths. And so I laid myself completely in the sand on my back, and I two magic elixirs that sun, and I was soaking it in, and I was just, oh my God, I remember just vibrating so high and just, you know, really focusing on gratitude and where I am now. And I let my, in meditation, I think a lot of people have this idea that they have to completely clear their brain to be able to meditate. And I think at least at first, that's going to be very difficult to do. And so what you do is you train your brain to focus on one or two main things, whether you're manifesting or trying to relax, or, you know, it's, if it's, you know, part of your body that you need to heal and you're, you know, sending that white healing light around it, whatever it is, you kind of focus on that one thing, clearing your mind. I don't know if that's a realistic practice unless you're like, you know, a Buddhist that sits on top of a mountain all of his life, which is super cool, but, you know, not all of us are going to be able to do that. So I was focusing on, you know, you just really circling that white light around, you know, the parts of my body that I had felt affected from the stress. And I was vibrating so high, and everything had just kind of shifted for me at that moment. It's the first time I had meditated that deeply in a long time. Usually, and if I'm being honest, and I'll get to the good stuff, but hold on. Usually I meditate right before bed, right before sleep. Everything goes off. It's a completely dark room, and I'll lie on my back and I'll start with gratitude. And I thank the universe and my ancestors and my guides and everything for everything from the day, you know, and just, I really visualize. And I think visualization is my main form of manifestation, because if you can't visualize yourself, say you want to be wealthier, but you can't visualize yourself as a wealthy person, then it's probably not going to happen. So you visualize what your, you know, kind of day-to-day life would be. And that's what I do. And anyways, but with different things, with work and all the things, but so it wasn't my typical type of meditation. And I had never really slipped into that deep of a meditative state, at least not for a very long time. And on the way home, I had, I had woken it up, because if you have something that's going on for a long time in your body, it's not addressed, and this is not all the time, but sometimes, your body and your brain can kind of start to think that it belongs there. And so I think what I did was when I started activating and just kind of waking up all these things, my brain was like, whoa, I had a complete overload of like emotions, but it was more than that. It felt so much deeper than emotions. It was just complete overwhelm and overload of everything. I got completely dizzy, completely could not see like in front of me. I was so out of it. I had to lay back in the chair. Everyone was very worried about me because I could not really communicate that I was feeling like such shit. And when I got home, I just purged. I was sweating, cold sweats, hot sweats. I was vomiting. I was very sick. And it felt like, and this sounds, it may sound silly to some, especially people who are skeptical of these types of things, but it really felt like dark energy leaving my body, you know, energy that wasn't serving me, but it was just, you know, and I, when I think of stress, everything is an energy, right? Stress is a very dark energy. It's a dark energy in every single cell. It's a dark energy in your organs. It's a dark energy in your brain. And so that's the best way I could describe it. And so I go and I tell Dr. Gonzalez, I'm like, I purged. It made me purge. And he's like, okay. He's like, you need to meditate for all of these days straight and without fail. And you need to, you know, be drinking lots of water. And he gave me his, you know, his advice. But, you know, that it was very obvious that something needed to happen, and I woke it up. So that was, you know, that was probably the craziest thing that I've ever experienced with meditation, on that level. But I told you that, I think I shared that with you just to let you know that this is real. Meditation is real. The reaction that your body has and that your spirit, your soul, your everything has is very real. So so I kind of went off on a tangent. Also, so the limbic system is, you know, the hormones associated, cortisol, and everything that the pituitary gland produces, which is, you know, your melatonins, your serotonins, all of the onins, all the good things, and which you need sun for that as well. But you need sleep for those things. So sleep and meditation in a meditative state helps really balance the limbic system. But when you sleep, your limbic system and actually your pretty much your entire brain detoxes. It detoxes from harmful proteins that can calcify, cause, you know, neuro disorders like Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that. So, you know, your body really needs that meditative state. It really needs that sleep. And again, if you're having trouble sleeping, that's one of my favorite things to help fix. So hit me up and we will fix your sleep and we'll get you meditating, get your sun, we'll get your sweat, we'll get your sleep all right. And then let's see. Okay, so another thing that helps with is anxiety, obviously. Increases pain tolerance, and that was another thing that we noticed with, if you remember the patient I was talking about just 5 minutes ago, with her constant, you know, pain from fibromyalgia and also, you know, Hashimoto's can cause some skin irritations and other things that are just kind of painful. She was really noticing her pain was decreasing, and, you know, maybe it was her pain tolerance increasing, but it was really mind over matter. I have a very high pain tolerance. So that may have something to do with, you know, having a healthy limbic system, which is awesome. It helps with sexual health, which if you remember from the last episode, we talked about how you can use, you know, positive sexual energies to help you, you know, manifest good, positive things for yourself. And it helps with blood pressure, which I think is kind of an obvious one, but very, very, very important as well. So meditation has been, these are just things that it has very moderate evidence on, but again, that's not to speak to all of the things that it is very capable of helping with. So what do we do? So again, there are all different types of meditation, you know, yoga and that type of moving the body and kind of training the brain to communicate with different capabilities of the body. That is a type of meditation. Not my favorite, but I do love yoga, and I like people who practice yoga. I think they're great, you know, they're very mind-body oriented, and that is a great way to meditate. Another great way is the traditional way, you know, with, you got your pillow you sit on, and, you know, you close your eyes and cross your legs, and you kind of om yourself into relaxation. And focusing on that one thing, again, it is probably going to be impossible or at least very difficult to completely clear your mind. But before you start meditating, set a couple of intentions. Set a couple of things that you want to focus on. That way, when you are finally, you know, relaxed and you've taken your breath, then you can start focusing on those things. I would say start with one, and then if you work your way up to two or three, that would be awesome. You know, and start with a couple of minutes. I would say 5 to 10 minutes of just, you know, just go by yourself, you know, in a quiet room. It doesn't have to be at night. It doesn't have to be in the morning. It could be any time. You know, you can close your eyes at any given time, even at work, if you can find a quiet space in your office or within your building or wherever you work, just to go and zen out, you know, and take 5 or 10 minutes. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to think about anything at all. Just the thoughts that come through your mind, be thankful for them, acknowledge them, maybe learn something from them if they're trying to teach you something, if they're trying to tell you something, but don't let them stress you. Say, you know, it's not the time for that. Be grateful that they came to you and let them go, let them pass. And that's for really any time you're meditating or trying to focus, you know, on your mindful practices. So there's that one. And then a lot of people have, not a lot of people, but you can, I guess I do. You can get, why am I drawing a blank on this? What are those things called? I have one. Oh my gosh. The affirmation with the, I'm like, why am I drawing a blank? My brain. See, maybe I need to go meditate myself. Anyways, there's 180 beads on it. And you can say your affirmations. You can do, I do 5 sometimes, but I started with 1. And you just repeat it over and over again with each bead, you know, taking the beads counterclockwise until you get to the final bead. Oh, mala. Oh, my gosh, why? necessarily an innie. You can have your mala with you. You can wear it as a bracelet, wrap it around as a necklace. Mala, I think mala is a beautiful piece of jewelry for men and women. You know, you can find some really beautiful ones. You can find some very masculine ones. And they come in very handy, keeping you on track on your, you know, you're focusing on your thoughts. So you take each bead in your finger, rub it gently, and say your affirmation or, you know, your wants or desires or whatever you're trying to manifest. And I really like that. And you can also use that, I guess I wouldn't suggest falling asleep with it, but if you are the person who likes to meditate like I do right before bed, then, you know, just make sure, again, I guess in any time you're meditating, just make sure, you know, you're in a place where, you know, you're ready to be able to focus and meet yourself. Like, and that sounds kind of silly, but meditation is a very, very introspective act. And a lot of people, I think, going into it, they're like, yeah, I'm going to meditate and I'm just going to relax and it's going to be great. I'm going to be so zen. But get ready, prepare yourself to meet yourself in your deep meditation. If you're able to get that, that's the goal, you know, be ready to meet yourself, be ready to meet what your thoughts actually are and what your subconscious and your conscious mind actually want and need from you at the moment, as far as actions and care and things like that. Just be prepared really to meet yourself. And you know, you will find that act alone, meeting yourself and looking introspectively about your thoughts, your emotions, your wants, desires, you know, your, again, if I said it already, I'm sorry, but your health, you know, everything you need to do, you know, be ready to meet yourself with that and be ready not to, not to kind of argue with that. Just allow it to come in with gratitude. And when you're looking at yourself, you know, be kind and positive. I think that a lot of the day we spend, especially for making changes, we spend a lot of the day kind of arguing with ourselves and fighting ourselves and hoping that our better judgment wins. And when it does, that's great and that's major. But and that's good, because all of that, you're teaching yourself lessons and you're changing your life and you're making these great impacts on your body and on your spirit. And that's reserved for the rest of the day. Why meditation is so different and so important is that it is a peaceful place of introspective, you know, viewing and really just relieving yourself, forgiving yourself, and just allow it to do that. And then the best outcomes are amazing. You're releasing traumas. Like I did, it can hurt. As you heard in my story, it can hurt, but man, was it necessary. Since that, I have been so much better. But releasing those traumas, as I said in the beginning of the show, if you have traumas that you're holding onto, even if you think that you've gotten over them, and if you have, really, truly, that's amazing. I don't meet many people that have, if I'm being honest with you. And I'm trying, and I'm teaching, and I'm trying to help. But you know, ancestral traumas, parents, you know, things like that. Any type of thing that happened to you that affected you tremendously, emotionally, physically, you know, those traumas need to be released. And meditation is probably the best way to do that. Mindful practices, journaling, breath work, you know. All of those things, these mindful techniques are life-changing, I'm telling you. You know, treating conditions, the IBS that I've seen firsthand, and then the pain and all of these things, you know, correcting blood pressure issues. You know, I've seen these and I've seen them in practice, and it's incredible. The better sleep, you guys know I'm huge on sleep, better sex and better focus, those things alone, you know, with the meditation helping to change those things, it's going to change your life. I'm telling you, you're going to vibrate at your highest. You're going to attract the things you are supposed to attract or that you want to attract. Even things that you didn't know that were supposed to belong to you are going to start coming to you. And you're going to be like, yes, duh. Like, that belongs to me. I need that. That's, you know, I want that. That's mine. And then, you know, your manifestation practices, it's important. Meditation is important for your manifestations. And it's really kind of incomparable. And I suggest, you know, doing your own feel good and you get comfortable and you want to get out there and find these great outdoor open areas like the beach or the mountains or, you know, the forest, whatever, you know, find yourself a place and let that be your place. Yesterday I posted, if you have a place that you love that heals you, go early and go often. Just do it. You know, make no excuses. Make it your way of life. Don't make it so much a task. This is now your way of life. Your new meditative, non-harmful deodorant using way of life. And I want you guys to share with me, please, if you have meditation stories similar to mine, or you have meditation stories that, helping you change something or create something for yourself, or even if you're looking for ideas, anything at all, you know, if you want to reach out to me, please do. And I'll let that tie into my motivational minute here at the end. So this motivational minute is going to hopefully encourage you guys, my listeners, to speak out. You know, I know that sometimes it feels good to be a private person, and I get that. You know, I don't share everything, but I mean, I'm pretty much an open book. But if there is something that is on your mind that you believe could be harmful, even if it poses some type of concern to you, speak out. You know, find a friend, find a person. And if you don't want to find a friend, find a person, find a professional. Okay, but you've got to get these things that are inside out. Even if you feel like you've worked them out, I'm here to tell you, yeah, I was pretty fine, you know, before Travis and I did that video. But once we spoke out, that was the most empowered I have felt in a long time. And you never know. And I say this every episode, and I mean it so dearly and so sincerely. Do not ever think that what you do or that you as a person, your life is insignificant, because it's not, and it matters so much. And you speaking out and coming forward about something or getting help about something, if it's mental health or whatever it might be, if you're helping yourself, you're inspiring someone else to help themselves as well. And there's a ripple in the reality of that everybody lives. And you know, if you're creating a ripple and creating change, then that is so huge and so important. So don't be afraid. Don't hold back. You know, if you've got health issues or you're scared about something or you're not quite sure about your mental state or you're just stressed or you just want to vent or whatever the case, find a friend. If you don't want to do that, if you want somebody who's unbiased, just come to me or find a professional. If I'm not the person for you, I guarantee you I can help you find the person that is. So that's it. Don't keep it all bottled inside. Meditate on it. If you pray, if that's your thing, pray, you know, but also get it out. Just get it out of there. That's my cue. Don't let it sit. Don't let it fester. Don't let it make your amygdala grow. We want small, healthy limbic system, small, healthy amygdalas. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. I wish you all the happiness and peace and blessings that you want and deserve. I will talk to you guys next week. I have a guest and I'm very excited. It's my first guest, but if I'm being really honest, I don't know how it's going to work out logistically, but we're going to do it. We're going to make it work. Thank you guys again. Love you all. I will see you next week. Bye.